At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Free audio post-production. By Alphonic.com.
There are hundreds and hundreds of muscles, right? And since there are hundreds of muscles and each muscle has two attachments, origin and insertion, that's a whole lot to keep track of. Let's break it down to just the attachments for some of the muscles of the upper limb so you can get a win and really nail those down. Hey, and welcome. Seth Jump here, your professor for Anatomy on the Go, rocking and rolling with a new episode for you. I'm trying to take what I've learned from podcasting, working with the content, and then working with the feedback I received to make some new and improved episodes for some different topics. Hopefully they hit well with you, and they help you do great in your anatomy course. So it's all about the why in this particular podcast, right? Why do these structures exist? Why are they there? What's their purpose? And at the end of the day, we'll talk about why a bit more generally, like asking yourself the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Now, today we'll talk about some structures that you're going to find on bones of the upper limb. And we're going to ask why they're there. What's their purpose? You can ask the why question for all the bones and different structures on the bones for the entire skeleton. Let's start with the scapula, and then we'll move on to the humerus and then radius and ulna. So let's first start and talk about the acromion and the spinous process on the scapula. Now remember, the spinous process is a great way to confirm right away that you're looking at the posterior scapula. And we could talk about two muscles that attach at the spine acromion process. Those two muscles are the trapezius and the deltoid muscle. Remember that the trapezius is a trapezoid-shaped big muscle of the back. You could think of it as a diamond-shaped muscle. Along with the latissimus dorsi, it is one of the big movers on the back. You know about the deltoid muscle from the last episode. It takes over for the supraspinatus after abduction is initiated. It's also involved in shoulder flexion and extension, depending on the muscle fibers we're talking about. The coracoid process is also a structure on the scapula. This is actually a landmark that gives you a lot of return on investment, so to speak. With respect to muscles, this provides an attachment site for not one, not two, but three muscles. We won't even mention just yet the ligaments that attach here at the coracoid process. So the muscles attaching here are short-headed biceps brachii, pectoralis minor, and coracobrachialis. Moving on to supraglenoid tubercle and infraglenoid tubercle. Now you don't want to say that too fast. And so we're going to ask, why are these two structures here? Now, remember that the glenoid cavity is a great lateral landmark. Once you see that, you know you're looking at the lateral aspect of the scapula. This is where the head of the humerus attaches to the scapula. There is a tubercle above and below the glenoid cavity, which is a small lump on a bone. Now, as you look at the glenoid cavity, you may notice the tubercles there and ask why they're there. What's the purpose of them? So the supraglenoid tubercle is above, superior to the glenoid cavity. That serves as the attachment for the long head of the biceps brachii. Now, what about the one on the bottom, the one that's below, inferior to the glenoid cavity? That's the infraglenoid tubercle, and it's there as an attachment site for the long head of the triceps brachii. Let's go to the humerus now. Now, we have these structures called condyles, which are at the distal end of the humerus. They look like spools. They're smooth, and they are what enable the radius and the ulna to articulate with the humerus, which is the fancy way of making a connection with. So at the condyles, the radius and the ulna are connecting, and this enables us to move our elbow, this hinge joint, which allows flexion and extension. Now, immediately above them, you'll find the epicondyles, which simply means above the condyles. Epi means above, so epicondyles are above the condyles. Now, the medial epicondyle typically flares out, sticks out to the side a bit more. It's more noticeable on some people than others. And so we have medial and a lateral epicondyle. This medial epicondyle is the common origin in general for the anterior forearm muscles, muscles that are involved in flexion of the wrist and digits. The lateral epicondyle is the common origin, the shared general origin.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For the posterior forearm muscles, muscles that are responsible for extension of the wrist and digits. Let's go briefly to the two bones of the forearm, the radius and the ulna. And we'll talk about one structure on the radius and one on the ulna. On the radius, why does this structure called the radial tuberosity exist? And first of all, what is a tuberosity? A tuberosity is basically quite similar to a tubercle, but it's bigger overall. And what is the purpose of said radial tuberosity? This provides the insertion for the biceps brachii. Both heads, both short and long, insert here. And of course, remember we chatted already about the other attachments. That is the two distinct origins for the biceps brachii, short and long heads. Now, we don't want to leave the ulna out, so let's talk about the ulna as well. There's a structure called the olecranon. Now, why does the olecranon exist? Now, remember that the olecranon is the big, bulky, proximal part of the ulna. If you flex your elbow so that your forearm moves towards your biceps, and then if you point your elbow at someone, you're basically pointing your big, bulky olecranon at them. And hey, this could serve as an opening to a beautiful conversation, perhaps. Hello, my name is Joe, and here's my olecranon. Okay, probably not the smartest idea. Stay on target, Professor. Get back to the point. And so far, what we've done today is we've talked about muscles that are relevant for these structures. And we're asking and answering the question is, why are they there? But let's get your feet wet with some other structures, areas, landmarks that you can use and hopefully hit the ground running with these. Now, I'm going to list just four structures here, and then I'm going to set you loose to figure them out. Those structures are greater tubercle, lesser tubercle, IT sulcus, and radial groove. These four structures could serve as homework for you, and you could really start to ask why and then move on to other structures. Now, why does anything exist? What's its purpose? And so I'm not talking about in an existential sense here, but you can actually ask this question for any structure that's on the human body. Now, of course, I'd be interested in that chat, but we're not going to do that in this particular podcast. So what I mean is anything that while you're learning in that anatomy, you can ask this question, why is it there and what's its purpose? So what's the purpose of the tibial tuberosity? Why are the atrioventricular valves shaped the way they are? Why do we have adductor, adductor muscles in the thigh? You name it. You can leverage this question for any structure you're learning about. Ask why it's there, what's its function, what's its purpose. So as you learn these, I found it's really helpful to ask yourself why it's there in the first place. And when you're looking at a skeleton, start asking this question and use it to your advantage. So today you learned all about the why for some of the upper limb structures and landmarks. This leads me to a mindset tip about why. Why are you learning anatomy in the first place? Are you learning it as a means to an end, or does it directly relate closely to what you'll do when you're done with school? And why are you studying the way you do currently? Is it effective? Is it a default setup that you didn't give much thought in the first place? Anyway, the answers to these questions can be quite illuminating, and I would encourage you to ask yourself some whys. And then whatever your answer is, amplify that why. Let it provide some leverage and or motivation for what you're doing. I'm actually doing this exact same thing for myself in various endeavors, including what kind of efforts I'm making to this podcast, martial arts training, reading with my son, etc. I hope you found this particular episode helpful today. Feel free to send me an email and give feedback about this podcast, and I will incorporate that feedback into an upcoming episode. And again, I've mentioned that I'm going to be kind of reformatting some topics, and I'll let you know when those roll out, and make sure you subscribe, of course. But until the next episode drops, all the very best. Good luck with your studying. I'll see you later.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.